Slamcast Incorporated. What's up? Thanks for listening to Slamcast Incorporated. This is episode 3. Coronavirus is still happening, absolutely still happening, in case you forgot. I have an old roommate who is a COVID truther. He does not believe what the media is telling you. I lived with him when I was like 21, 22. And he grew up an extreme redneck, just in a shitty, small Texas town. When he became about 18 or 19, he had his rebellious phase. So he went to Texas A&M and really started partying. And then about a year after that, he dropped out of Texas A&M because he wanted to move to Austin and really become the full potential hippy-dippy that he wanted to be at the time. Which was, you know, that's a pretty normal path to go down for like a Republican type of person. Like, hey, yeah, my parents have a lot of my dad's a fucking doctor, and then they hit college and they're just like, doing blow is awesome. I love fucking taking drugs. Why didn't everybody tell me this was cool? And then eventually their dad gives them a job at their law firm and they just go back to being fully Republican. I don't know. That's such a fucking awesome thing that happens. You get your college years to where you get to have a little fun, pretend like you're a liberal, and then just go straight back into worrying about illegal immigrants taking jobs or coming in here and being a murderous raper or whatever. I love that people that are scared all the time, just any stranger that is slightly intimidating to them is a murderer. And that's fun. Anyways, back to the point I was trying to get to. He's a COVID truther. Today on Facebook, he posts, hey, does anybody actually know anybody that has corona? And then he wrote, having somebody who's a friend of a friend doesn't count. Which, hilarious that you have to know somebody personally and can't just have your brother's fucking friend be dying of corona and have that be good enough. He needs real proof. You have to have fucking been coughed on for him to believe that this is a thing. Great part of that Facebook thread was 95% of the people that replied to it knew somebody who had COVID. So really poked some fucking holes in his argument that was paper thin at best to begin with. So that's fun to see when your old roommate, who used to kind of be cool, but you could tell there was something crazy lying underneath all of that. For some reason, after the Obama administration, everybody who was a liberal either became a democratic socialist, like they went real left, or they just went right again. They're just like, 8 years of Obama didn't fix everything. Fuck it. Trump it is. And now they've had their 4 years of Trump, and I don't know. They're still not happy with that for some reason. Speaking of roommates, I was thinking about this today. I had a roommate when I moved into my current apartment that I'm in. A nice young man, Mitch. I'll just say his name. He'll never hear this. Mitch was, he was young. He was probably like 23, 24. He moved here to Los Angeles from Iowa, and he was the most Midwestern Iowa boy there ever was. He was just so he moved to the big city, and he was just the most obviously naive motherfucker that could have ever existed. Like, dictionary definition of the type of person who comes to LA and fucking gets eaten alive by just everything that happens here. So he moved here. His first, like, fucking week he was here, he went into a grocery store and ended up talking to one of the employees who could tell that he just moved here. And they were just trying to be nice to him and all this stuff. And then he walked over to, like, the next aisle and he could hear the employee talking to somebody else. So they were just like, ooh, bless his soul. He is gonna have a lot of trouble living here. Just 'cause right off the bat they could just tell, oh boy, this guy's too nice. He's too naive. He is gonna get stabbed in the neck, probably on the way out of this grocery store, and then he'll apologize to the person who did it. 'Cause that's what they do in the Midwest. You can fucking bang their mom in front of them and film it, and they ask if they should get a better angle. Because they're just nice people like that. Anyways, he was a really nice guy. We would talk here. He probably knew about five people in the city before he moved here and made very little effort to make new friends. He was nice. Like I said, I talked to him. He liked comedy, which we, got along there. He was a big pro wrestling fan, and I am a very casual pro wrestling fan, and so we would talk about that sometimes. He had a job. He said he didn't really like it. He seemed like a fucking fairly normal guy. But it was obvious, like, as time went on, you could tell he didn't like living here. It was just like getting to him. He didn't like his job. He didn't have anybody to hang out with. By his own doing, but you could just tell it was getting to him. So he was gonna move back to Iowa, but before he moved completely, he just went back to Iowa for a visit, and he was gonna come back and get all his stuff. After he had been gone for like a month, me and my other roommate decided we were gonna go into his room because we had started seeing some bugs around, and I don't know. We just like felt like we should go in his room to check to see if he had like, just 'cause he's lazy. I'll just say that. He would fucking not take out the garbage. He's the kind of guy who, if the garbage was full, he would just pile on garbage on top of it, like heaping over the edges and just not take it out. So we knew he was messy. After he saw the bugs, you're like, do you think he just like left a plate of food out? Which you're like, yeah, entirely possible with this guy. So he opened the door to his room, and his room is fucking trashed. Like, trash all over the floor. His bed's, like, the sheets, like, torn off the top. You could, like, barely make a pathway through the room. So I see something in the closet. I'm like, what the fuck? I walk over to the closet. There's four bags of trash, full bags of garbage in his fucking closet. Just full of like old takeout stuff and soda cans and fucking bottles and shit like that. He has a shot glass in here too, but he never seemed to buy alcohol, but I think he was buying little bottles of alcohol, just taking shots in his room like a maniac. Another thing about his room, there was no light bulb in the light fixture in the ceiling, and there was no lamp in the room. He was sitting in his room in the fucking dark all the time. Just in his trash-filled room in the dark. And this is what I thought was the most gruesome detail of the whole thing. He had 20 Pizza Hut boxes, because I counted them. It was 20, just stacked up on the side of his room. Just 20 fucking boxes. Not all of them empty. Some of them still had food left in them. And me and my roommate, who went into the room, saw this and were just like, what the fuck? Like, it's unbelievable. Because you go in first and you're like, holy shit, this is a mess. And then it washes over you that some human being was living in this like it was fucking normal. And then we kind of realize, like, oh, that's why he always had the door shut to his room. And he would do that thing that when you're like leaving a room and you're trying to hide that there's something in there, like crack open a door barely and like slide out of the room and just close the door as quick as possible behind you. Like you just went into a room to just fart or something and then you had to escape. Like you didn't want anybody to know what happened inside of that room. And we didn't. We didn't know that he was using a small flat screen TV as a light. We didn't know that he was just eating pizza in bed and just throwing the box to the fucking side. And a lot of stuff started making sense after that. Because at some points I could hear at night, I would hear somebody doing dishes at like 3 a.m. And I'd just be like, what the f who's doing dishes at 3 in the fucking morning? It was Mitch. Because he had so much fucking plates and shit in his room that he was embarrassed to take them out to the sink, like during the day where we would see it. And that's also why he had all the trash in his room, because he was too embarrassed just to be seen to taking 20 fucking pizza boxes out of his room in front of the rest of us. Which really is sad. Anyways, me and my roommate threw all the trash away, and then she texted him about it, and then he sent us $50 each for doing that. And he was obviously very embarrassed and ashamed of that. But hey, that's life. I was trying to be nice about it to him. Who hasn't been that depressed before? Well, me, but I feel like I've been almost there, so I feel bad for him. What else did I want to talk about today? Oh, yeah. We have our favorite wrestling company, the WWE. News came out that Linda McMahon, wife of Vince McMahon, donated $20 million to the re-election campaign of Donald Trump in Florida the same day the Florida governor deemed WWE as an essential business. Wow. Just when you thought things were getting better. Right? You had such an optimistic attitude towards this country. And then the fucking WWE has to come along. This is especially horrifying because Vince McMahon has been put on the board of advisors for deciding when the country is going to reopen. And he's obviously just paying to be on it. And he desperately wants, he's been trying to get his business to stay open despite all the warnings and stuff. He's been actively going against government warnings and laws and just not following them so he can continue to produce wrestling shows. And now he's in charge of deciding when we're gonna open up the country again. And gee, can you imagine that he's just gonna wanna do it instantly? Who would have thought that a guy who paid $20 million to get in a position where he could open up his business again, where the business revolves around tens of thousands of people in a coliseum, really is fucked. What else can you say? It's fucked. We're all fucked. We're all gonna die eventually. So we can't be that upset, but we don't want to die soon. At least I hope you don't. Anyways, that was the podcast. Thanks for checking it out. I'm going to keep doing these when I don't have to record my other podcast, The Goods from the Woods, which is a great podcast you should check out. If you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at SlamHarder. I'm on Facebook. And yeah, thanks for checking it out.